Rebecca Bradford has not only provided the voices for many memorable characters in the Nick Guy Private Eye series, she is also the prime architect of our website, providing layout and logos. She has also been a great sounding board for script ideas and character development. I have come to appreciate her insight and her perspective. Of all of the voice actors in the Nick Guy series, Rebecca is one of the best at reading lines without messing up. And many times she has these long lines to read with a lot of tough words in them. She's certainly better than I am at it, and actually, I wrote the stuff. Well, I had the opportunity to ask Rebecca some questions concerning the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series. Her answers were unscripted, and you know what? She still did a great job. Rebecca Bradford, how did you come to be a part of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series?
I don't remember exactly. I know for sure that years ago, Frank and I used to sing in the same church. We were part of the same worship team. And then at some point started doing voices. I feel like I asked, but I also would just do weird voices during practice anyway and just, you know, weird things would happen. I mean, I just don't know.
What drew you to being a part of it?
I've always loved radio dramas and radio series. I grew up with Adventures in Odyssey, so that was a big part of my childhood. And I also love older radio series like Armis Brooks and Suspense and Lights Out, Quiet Please, all the creepy ones mostly, actually. So when I found out Frank was doing this, I definitely wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, like I said, lots of weird voices just come out sometimes in conversation.
You have played various roles throughout the series, Lorna Lake, Miss Timid, Trixie Prattle. Which is your favorite character to play and why?
Ooh, that's a good question. Out of the three listed, I was like, I've played a lot of other background characters too. Trixie's voice is the funnest to do. And like, I get so into character when I do her, my hands are just flying all over the place. And you know, she's just so over the top. I like Miss Timid too, because she is just so quiet and she just is always kind of unexpected. Lorna's fun, but just she talks so much and it's just like my normal voice. So I have more fun when it's a weird voice like Trixie.
You've played both villains and heroines, bright women and not so bright women, as well as demure women and loud women. Which one of these do you prefer?
Definitely villains. They are the most fun. Says a lot about me, you know. As for loud, I guess I like doing loud voices better, but sometimes, you know, the more quiet voice works for a certain character. Like for playing a voice, I definitely like loud. And I guess I would prefer playing a smarter character, but also, you know, like a loud character, a not so bright character is also can be really fun to play.
What process do you go through as you prepare for these quite different roles?
A lot of times it's just reading the lines and just seeing what voice works best with the lines, and talking to Frank too, just seeing like, what is your vision for how this character sounds? And sometimes, like, I remember probably the most preparation I did was there was one Nick Guy episode where I played a hillbilly girl, and was it her mother or the other mother? One of the mothers. And I think they were even in some of the same scenes together. So that one, I wanted to make sure they were really different. So I even recorded myself and listened to make sure they were different enough, and just make sure that they were, when I was doing the same character, it was consistent. When I was switching between the two, they sounded different enough.
Where do you draw your inspiration from when determining how to voice a particular character?
A lot of my inspiration just comes from, sometimes it's just random events where a voice just pops out of nowhere. Like one time I was just shopping with my mom and, oh, now I forget what the character's name was, but anyway, just shopping and randomly I started talking like this. And I was like, I'm an old lady who just teaches piano, but also says surprising things to people. So I just spent the whole shopping trip talking like that. I don't know how that happened. So that's just one way voices happen. And some of it is hearing other shows that I like and just getting inspired by those. It's like, oh, this is a really interesting voice. I wonder if I could use this as inspiration and come and use this something similar for a character.
Along with your acting skills, you are also the designer of the new Nick Guy website and logo. What is your background in the field of graphic arts?
I actually have a 4-year degree in graphic design, and I have minors in illustration and photography. I really never wanted to work like corporately like that or in an office. I had a brief internship and knew that wasn't the right way to go. But I do love using it for ministry and volunteer purposes. So I've basically been using it for that.
What value do you see the Nick Guy series having for the church in this day and culture?
Entertainment is really important in our culture. And I really like to see a series like this that has a good message and is entertaining too. Not that we always have to be entertained, but I think it's really good to have something, a Christian alternative to some of the more secular shows.